This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Emma Pitts is a junior in geology at Missouri S&T. And she was out in Montana doing some work and found a dinosaur fossil dating back about 60 million years. She talked to Elisa Nelson about her big find.
I went out to Montana this past summer to start some research that I would be able to bring back to Missouri S&T and do throughout the semester. My research is actually about microfossils and not macrofossils. So think more like gar scales, croc teeth, fish vertebrae, that type of stuff. That's what I'm researching right now. But since I was out at this field school, I also had the opportunity to just have fun, go prospect for fossils, you know, do all these paleontology fun things. And paleontology is specifically what I want to go into. So it was amazing having this opportunity. So it was the last day of field camp. We had about 20 minutes left that we were able to be out in the field and prospect. I was really upset I hadn't gotten much time in the first few days to prospect around because the other girl and I who are doing this research project, we had to devote a lot of our time in the field to that. So last 20 minutes, I was scrambling around every little outcrop I could find to try and find something. So I ventured out with the field director. His name's Ron. We ventured out far, far away from the cars. And this was a totally new area that he had never taken any students before. So this was a new area. We didn't know if there was going to be a bunch of stuff. We didn't know if there was going to be nothing. So I started to find a few pieces of what we call float. So that means like little bone fragments that were just kind of scattered on the ground. So usually you can follow that up like a mudslide or like a little like hill. And if you follow that up, you can usually start to find some bigger fossils, you know, like recognizable fossils. So started finding a few pieces of float. I climbed up this, it had to have been like 60 degree angle. I was like rock hammer into the earth, like climbing up and everything. And I got to the top, could not find a single thing. I was so disappointed. You know, I was seeing all these little pieces. I knew there had to be something. Searched around, couldn't find anything. So instead of going back down the same way I climbed up, I actually went down another way and actually happened to walk. I would have walked right on top of a big piece of Triceratops frill sticking out of the ground. So yeah, I mean, it was kind of like I felt so defeated up top and I came down and I just happened to run into this and it was so exciting. I immediately radioed to Ron and I was like, Ron, you need to get over here. I think I found something. And so he came over and we checked it out. And yeah, it ended up being a big piece of Triceratops frill. So yeah.
What is a Triceratops frill?
Yeah, so a Triceratops, that's the one with the three horns. It's one of the common dinosaurs, you could say, that you like see a lot in depictions and stuff. So the frill is that back piece that's like around its skull. It kind of looks like a crown around its head. So it's that big like thing around its skull. So I found a little chunk of it sticking out of the ground. And sadly, since it was the last day, last minute during field camp, I didn't have the opportunity to dig out anymore to see if how much more was there. Because as Ron told me right then, I think, the best thing you can do is find a fossil. The worst thing you can do is dig it out and just leave it sit there in like all the elements where it could erode away, or like what if there was a lot of rain and it like, you know, like hurt the fossil. So I wasn't able to dig out anymore, but that's why I am going to be going out this next summer to dig out more of it and see how much is there.
Oh, okay. So that's really what's next is
yes,
to dig out a little bit more. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so So how big is this thing? I'm trying to get a sense of how big and like how much something like that would weigh.
Oh, it'll weigh, if it's the full thing, it will be very, very heavy. I'm not entirely sure, like pounds wise, how much it would be, but Triceratops, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure they were around 8 to 10 feet tall. So, I mean, if you think proportionally, their head and skull will be very, very big. So I'm not entirely sure. The section I found, I would say, is like probably between 2 to 3 feet long. I'm not entirely sure. I have a picture of me next to it, and that's like a better judge, I guess.
It's mind-boggling to me that fossils like this, dinosaur fossils, are just like out there, just poking out of the ground or whatever, still to this day, when you're talking about things that were roaming the earth millions and millions of years ago.
Yes. Yeah. So the Triceratops I found, it would have been about 66 to 65 million years old. We were specifically looking, obviously, if you're looking for dinosaur fossils, you need to be looking below the KT boundary, which that is the boundary that when the asteroid hit, there was all the dust and everything that was thrown into the air. So it's you're looking for the specific coal layer, and anything underneath that is Cretaceous in age. And of course, further down is where you can find more dinosaurs. But we were looking at this late Cretaceous layer, and that's where we were able to find these dinosaurs. As long as you're underneath that KT coal layer, then you can find dinosaurs.
And specifically in Montana, is that like really like a hot spot for that kind of stuff as well?
Yes. So we were specifically looking in the Hell Creek Formation of Montana. It spans through a lot of Montana, but that's specifically where you're going to find a lot of like Triceratops, possibly some T-Rex, and those late Cretaceous dinosaurs. Yeah, which is what we were looking at. See, places here in Missouri, our geology stratigraphy around us is actually too old to be finding dinosaurs. So our stratigraphy around here is more Ordovician Silurian, which is about 300 million years old. So that's a lot older than the dinosaurs. That's why our Missouri State fossil is the crinoid. The crinoids were actually around before the dinosaurs were here. So, and just, yeah, you don't find, that's why you don't find a lot, you don't really find dinosaurs in Missouri, except like more eastern towards like St. Louis-ish area.
So, you're planning on going back next summer to help with the dig. Like, what's all involved in all of that? Like, what do you have to do to get a dig ready? And like, I'm curious if like what's going to happen with the fossil or fossils once you get them all out of there.
Yeah, so right now, Ron, the director of the field camp, is working on getting permits to make sure we can like dig in that land and everything and start excavating a lot. I'm not entirely familiar with that whole process, but if the specimen I found were to be like a good specimen, it would either go to a university for research, or it'll just go to a museum he has a contract with, that it'll just go there, and it could be either research displayed depending on how well it is. And I still need to talk to him a little bit about like how much I'll be there next summer and like timing on actually doing the digging. I just know I'm going to be going back.
Are you going to try to get your find to go back with you to Missouri S&T?
That would obviously be a dream come true to be able to research on my own fossil that I found. That it would be amazing. I'm not entirely sure. S&T does a lot with micro paleontology, or It could paleontology, so that's like really tiny, like microscope stuff, microscopic pollen and spores and dinoflagellates. That's because the paleontology professor at SMT, her specialty is in that. So we do a lot more with that. So I'm not entirely sure if it would be able to come here or not. That's a conversation I'll have to have with Ron and Dr. Franca. And Dr. Franca is my advisor, and she's the one who's heading my research project I'm doing this year, this academic year.
Emma Pitts, a junior in geology at Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla, joins Show Me today to talk about finding a piece of Triceratops frill. With this being kind of your specialty, if you will, have you helped with digging up a discovery like this before? I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, what kind of stuff that you have, cool stuff that you have found before.
Yeah, actually, this was my very first time in a paleontology, like paleontology field setting. So I am very, very blessed to have found this on my very first go around. And yeah, I hope I don't like, you know, not, you can't find every single time. I can't put pressure on myself now, like, oh, next time I go, I need to find something else cool. And then the time after that. So this was actually, yeah, my first time really in a paleontology field setting. I've been, I got my passion for geology and paleontology when I was super young. It was actually, when I was 12 years old, my family and I, we went out to the Badlands National Park. And I saw all of the stratigraphy and all the fossils in the museum there. And it just got me so, so interested in all this stuff. And when I was 12 years old, I'm like, yeah, that is what I want to be doing. That is what I want to be doing for the rest of my life. And I am very outdoorsy person. I love to hike. I love to camp, rock climbing. That I know that's what I want to do. I know I want to like do research and have the opportunity to be outside in a field for a lot of my future career. So it's a good start. I feel like this is a good start, you know, finding a dinosaur. I feel like that's a pretty good start.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.